Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
This morning, the exhumation has been taking place of the remains of Patrick Nugent, who died in 1984 in unexplained circumstances at Bunratty Folk Park in County Clare. The Cold Case Garda investigation into the 23-year-old's death was initiated as Patrick Nugent's family have always believed that he died violently. His remains will be examined by forensic anthropologists to see if new leads can be provided in the investigation into his death. Well, I'm joined on the line by Limerick-based reporter David Rally and also Kevin Winters of KRW Law, representing the family of Patrick Nugent. But David, we'll start with you because Gardaí in Shannon have just had that press conference this morning. It's ended in the last couple of minutes. What was said there?
Sure, Claire. Well, if I can maybe set some context into the background of the case, Patrick Nugent, 23 years of age, from Fianna, 6 Mile Bridge, County Clare, died mysteriously on the 11th of February 1984 after he was found critically injured near Bunratty Castle and Folk Park in County Clare. And the decision to exhume his body this morning comes after a Cold Case Garda team reopened the original Garda investigation and made a fresh appeal for information last January. And for the past four decades, there has been intense speculation about how Mr. Nugent died. He had been overseeing a wedding anniversary party held at Bunratty Castle Folk Park for the then head chef of Éire Líonta and local man William Ryan and his wife Chrissy. And in the early hours of that morning, as this party was winding down, it is alleged Mr. Nugent was in the venue's car park along with Mr. Ryan. Two off-duty Gardaí were also in attendance at the function, we're told, and as he lay dying on the ground around the reception area of the venue, Mr. Nugent was reported to have repeated three times into a colleague's ear, "He clocked me, he clocked me, he clocked me," before he passed away later in Barrington's Hospital in Limerick. Now, Mr. Nugent was laid to rest before it emerged that his injuries were consistent with being struck by a vehicle. Mr. Ryan was charged with manslaughter, but he was acquitted of this. And then in following the setup of an independent review mechanism, which reviews Garda investigations, it set up in 2014, this recommended this case be further examined. This led to an inquiry being undertaken by the retired District Court Judge Patrick Klein, and Mr. Nugent's family were giving copies of Judge Klein's report, but they've not been able to share it because they signed non-disclosure agreements in respect of the report. But last January, Detective Inspector David Finnerty here at Shannon Garda Station said that 60 people attended the function in Bunratty on the night, and that Patrick was found in a doorway which leads to a courtyard at the venue, that he was injured in a distressed state and that he received medical attention at the scene, but he died later in hospital. He said that the post-mortem examination, which I understand was conducted by a local pathologist at the time, showed that Patrick Nugent suffered abdominal injuries which were consistent with crushing. He suffered a collapsed liver, internal bleeding, as well as lacerations to the lower lumbar spinal region. But today, Claire, at a press briefing outside Shannon Garda Station, Detective Garda Finnerty said that Gardaí commenced an exhumation of the remains of Patrick Nugent at the cemetery in 6 Mile Bridge to allow for a new post-mortem to take place. Yeah, he said an assistant state pathologist is going to perform the autopsy, and the results of this will determine the course of the Garda investigation. He said this is a fresh, new investigation, but he would not comment on whether or not Gardaí had received fresh information. He said that an incident did occur in the car park of Bunratty Castle and Folk Park on the morning in question, that Patrick Nugent sustained serious injuries which he died from. He said that a male was charged in relation to William Ryan, as I discussed earlier. He said that an inquest was held into Patrick Nugent's death in 1985, and that determined a verdict of accidental death. But the jury put a rider on their verdict. They said that they were far from satisfied as to the circumstances under which Mr. Nugent sustained his injuries. He said they were re-examining and reviewing material from the original Garda investigation. Detective Finnerty, he wouldn't be drawn on the investigation that had taken place back in 1984, but he said this new investigation, and particularly the exhumation of Mr. Nugent's body this morning, includes a forensic anthropologist, as I said, the assistant state pathologist, and he said there are several Garda units involved. He said the National Bureau of Criminal Investigation were involved, the Scenes of Crime Unit were involved, and the Technical Bureau and the Serious Crime Review Team. Asked if he was optimistic that this would bring further clarity to the investigation, he said that Gardaí are very aware that the Nugent family suffered this bereavement of their son and brother, and that they have had to live with this bereavement and the uncertainty around the circumstances of Patrick's death, and that Gardaí would do all they can to bring that clarity to the family. He said that, interestingly enough, the old investigation, or should I say the original investigation, did not have the benefit of a Gardaí collision forensic investigator at that time. They have that now, and that a Garda forensic collision investigator has gone back to the car park at the venue, Bunratty Folk Park, to re-examine the scene, and that this will also provide additional clarity, they hope.
Okay, well, David, thank you very much for bringing us the very latest on that from the press conference. Kevin Winters of KRW Law, representing the family of Patrick Nugent, is with us as well. And Kevin, thank you for being on the programme today. You released that statement last night from the family, and really we saw in those words just how difficult this is for the entire family. It's an incredibly hard day for them today.
Well, I've been speaking with the family extensively over the last number of weeks leading up to this. I mean, it's a very, very emotional and sensitive occasion for them. When you visualise the optics involved here, you get an appreciation of just how difficult it is. I mean, first of all, the removal of the headstone and diggers from 7 o'clock this morning, digging up the remains of Patrick, a loved family member, and the visuals on that, just to see the outworkings of that whole process, is incredibly, incredibly emotional and difficult. And I have to say, and I hope they don't mind me saying this, but they are finding it deeply traumatizing in many ways to see that unfold. So in terms of the context for what's happening today with this exhumation, you can appreciate that the decision to engage in this was not taken lightly. Whenever it was first mooted a number of months ago, that in fact sparked quite a significant understandable debate within the family and with ourselves, together in collaboration with Gardaí, as to whether or not what were the potential positive outworkings of such a really drastic process, mm-hmm. To dig up a family member. So there was a lot of consideration as to where this might go, and the obvious question is, well, what is likely to happen with the forensic results? And as the contributor has just outlined, I mean, there's a full squad, a full team of expertise that wasn't necessarily available to Gardaí 40 years ago. We have a forensic anthropologist. We have, significantly, a Garda collision investigator and other expertise all on site to examine the outworkings of what emerges. And significantly, going back to that fateful night 40 years ago, there is a deeply unsettled narrative about all of this. We heard as well there just a short time ago that there was in fact a trial, but it was it didn't resolve anything at all, and in fact led to far more questions. And again, as the outworkings of the inquest has shown, there was serious issues in play whenever the jury returned their verdict, mm-hmm. and they flagged up those deep concerns. So for 40 years, the family have engaged on a very difficult legal odyssey. And as we've heard there, we went through a Section 42 Garda inquiry process. Judge Patrick Klein issued a detailed set of findings which could not be published. And that was also a difficult point for the family to navigate, because the whole idea of justice is that it should be open and transparent. So it kind of railed against that notion whenever the family had to realise that that those findings could not be made public, and that was also unsettling for them. But just to finish the point on that, that was very important in terms of keeping the integrity and the independence of the Gardaí reinvestigation. And for that reason, and on balance, the family then went along with the decision not to have those findings made public.
And going back to this decision, and you've explained to us so well that this was incredibly difficult. You know, you talk about exhuming a family member, and I know it's a family grave as well, so there's all sorts of implications there, Kevin. So the family had to sit down, I presume, with you and with the guards and work out for themselves whether it would be worth it or not. And on balance, they've decided to go ahead with this. So surely now that tells us that they're hopeful that there will be some movement once the forensics are carried out.
Well, there is hope. Having engaged with Gardaí about collectively with the family about what is likely to happen, and then specifically I've been in touch in detail with David Finnerty. He's been very helpful and proactive in explaining what exactly is likely to happen, because there's a lot of, once you see a team of forensic expertise in place, and that's all fine and well, but the detail of what actually happens now is really what's key in terms of moving this forward and in terms of delivering some sort of justice after all this time, but without encroaching or treading across lines into the sensitivities of the Garda investigation. What we can say is that the exhumation will obviously lead to an examination of the remains of Patrick. And again, without going into detail, the details that have been given to me will help highlight how hitherto settled narratives on what happened in relation to the involvement of a car and other persons, as to whether or not there was, for example, evidence of a prior assault in just a short time before Patrick was killed by the car. So there are details that will be revealed that might shed an awful lot of light on that, and that in turn will inform Gardaí's strategy going forward
this. All right, well, Kevin, thanks very much for speaking to us. That's Kevin Winters of KRW Law. And just looking at some of the information that has emerged from that press conference, Inspector Dave Finnerty, who's leading this investigation, said the original scene had been re-examined, as David Raleigh told us, by technical experts. But he also said the exhumation of the family plot is being overseen by a forensic anthropologist and is continuing at present. They are particularly interested in the people who attended the party, according to what's emerged from that press conference, that party at Bunratty Folk Park all of those years ago, and that appeal made at the press conference this morning in Shannon. Now, still to come in the next hour, we're going to have two building experts with us to tell us how to get our homes ready for winter. We'll have engineer and house builder Kieran McCarthy, who you'll know, of course, from Cheap Irish Homes. He'll be here along with plumber Rob McGarry. So if you've any questions about your boiler, your heating, or making your home warmer for the winter, now is your chance to get in touch. Just text us on 51551, or you can email the programme too. That's todaycb@rte.ie.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.